Now, I'm really excited to talk to my next guest here on Weekend Breakfast because I love hearing about all areas of Ireland. And you know, the show itself has traveled the country, the length and breadth of the country. We visited 19 towns last year, which was incredible. And Explore with Chris Doerr has made such a wonderful career out of really highlighting the beauty of this country, traveling Ireland full time for 5 years. He's actually on the road now and he's coming back from somewhere very exciting, and he's going to be joining us now to talk about the Seven Wonders of Ireland 2026 as published in the Condé Nast Traveller magazine. Chris Doerr, Chris, how are you?
How are you going, Alison? How's things?
Great. Where are you traveling back from?
I was actually up the north coast of Antrim yesterday, so I'm still on the road and away again tomorrow down to one of the Seven Wonders that Condé Nast have actually wrote about. So exciting times for myself anyway.
Fantastic. Do you know Chris, just before you came on air, I just jumped onto Instagram very quickly. Lad Bible have just published Lad Bible Ireland, this very list that we're talking about. So we're very current now, Chris. We're very current.
Absolutely. Up to the times.
Just as a reintroduction, because you've been on the show before, but you've got nearly 290,000 followers across Instagram and TikTok, and this is your full-time thing now.
It is indeed, yes. I have the dream job. As I say, I get to travel. It's such a beautiful country and get to see so much of our beautiful island. So I cannot complain at all whatsoever.
But Chris, you're literally, and you just did a beach that I'd never heard of before is your most recent story on Instagram. Like, you are finding all the gems, of which there are thousands in this country.
Oh yeah. I don't know how Condé Nast narrowed it down to Seven Wonders. There's
seriously
plenty of wonders around Ireland. But there's so much to see. There really is. And even before I did this, like 5 years ago, I thought, oh, I used to hate Ireland whenever I was growing up too. And then now as an adult, I'm like, there's so much for us here.
Oh my God.
Like, on our doorstep. It's incredible.
And I think we were talking about that just the other day, that I think because of not being born and raised here, I was like, why have you guys not discovered absolutely everything when I moved here?
Yeah.
So it's a good vantage point to have. So we'll get through the seven here. And I like that they aren't the usual seven. And I really love number one that they've listed there. And I have a personal connection to this part of the country. Waterford and the Copper Coast and the Cumber Mountains and the Waterford Greenway. I love, love, love this place in the world.
Yeah, I was just there actually a couple of weeks ago in the Copper Coast doing that drive.
Yes.
It's the UNESCO Geopark, so it's like a protected area. And then even the wee villages and the towns along there, they're lovely little holiday spots. Like, the places you wouldn't think of, oh, I'm going to go there. But whenever you're there, you're like, why did I not think of this place before to come here?
There's lovely, like, peaceful coves and
beaches that you think you're transported to. If it's a sunny day, you're like on the Mediterranean somewhere, you would think you are, but... they're lovely tranquil spots to be down there. And then even like Dunmore or Dungarvan have like world-class bakeries, coffee shops, restaurants. Like, it's incredible to be down there. Like, and as you say, undiscovered, I would say, really there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people really need to get themselves down there and explore somewhere that's maybe definitely up and coming.
Yeah, definitely in the summer as well. So the Copper Coast, now people will be like, oh my God, we don't want it flooded, or do we want it flooded?
Yeah. I always get so lost with that. Like, don't tell people about it because we don't want people coming here.
I know. Number two, Chris, I'm not super surprised by, because it is such a unique geographical area, the Burn in County Clare. But one that I think is great that's been included is the Ring of Barra. And I did an outside broadcast actually from there once, because obviously the Ring of Kerry is very touristy. The Ring of Barra, this is beautiful, beautiful scenery, lots of lovely towns as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually going down there tomorrow, so very topical for me. I'm doing a bit of a West Cork road trip, coming down from Cork, and I want to do a thing. It's called the Jersey Island Sound Crossing. So it's like a cable car, and it takes about 10 minutes to get across. It's the only one in Ireland. I think it might be the only one in Europe going across open seawater. So just things like that, like those little experiences that really make the most of your time whenever you're out there, the things that you're really going to remember, you know that?
Oh, completely.
They have that type of places,
And so Healy's Pass is just so stunning as well. I didn't know this. Ireland's first Tibetan Buddhist temple is in that area.
Yeah, I actually seen a picture of that on Instagram the other day. It looks class to have it down there. Such a lovely location too, as
Definitely. So Northern Donegal, absolutely love Glenveagh National Park. That is beautiful. That's listed in there at number four. But the one that I am delighted, because Chris, I am a sucker for a good lake, is the Fermanagh Lakelands in at number five. I was really, it was quite unexpected, but I'm delighted that's in there.
Yeah, and they've just actually recently joined with the Ireland's Hidden Heartlands. So it's the first like cross-border partnership, which is class to see a bit more promotion for that area, because I've been there many a times, not too far from me, maybe like an hour and a half from Belfast. So it's a beautiful spot, and again, such a tranquil, peaceful place. And I think that's what people want. Is Ireland's known for its, yes, its pubs and its lively culture, but there's so much peace to be gotten getting around different places like that in Ireland. So definitely worth it.
And you've covered it yourself as well, the Boardwalk Trail, known as Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah. Kolka, down in Kolka. It's a lovely spot. It's challenging, but I feel like it's open to a lot of people, and you'll be so rewarded whenever you're at the top of that boardwalk. It really is just called the Boardwalk to Heaven for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The Passage Tombs in Ancient East, that was along with the Burn. I would have expected those to be in there. They're really, I mean, obviously they're touristy, but they're not like the most tourist spots in the country, but they're unique, of course. But it's nice to see number 7, the Kilkenny, is in there, City of Kilkenny for culture.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, if you're a history buff or you're wanting a bit of the Irish trad, Kilkenny is like a really undiscovered, because it's a lovely town, but like people would go to Galway or they go to Dublin to get their history or their culture. But places like Kilkenny, smaller, but might even be better because they pack more of a punch, I would say.
Yeah, definitely. Chris, you know, on Instagram, you've got all the your saved page, right? If you go to my saved page, it is it's one third border collie tips, one third food. And well, I'm not doing the math right in thirds, but you're up there as well with all of your recommendations.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear it. At least my work's going to good use.
Oh, you should see. It's all saved. It's Explore with Christian. Yeah. Oh, I want to go there. I want to go there. So do you want to give out your handles, please?
Yes, it's Explore with Christor. So my name's Chris, but in Irish it's Christor. So Explore with Christor across all my socials, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, all the same.
Yeah. Fantastic. I will absolutely have you on again if you're up for it. And thank you so much, Chris.
Great
thank you.
Again,
take
care. Have a good day.
Bye. Yes. Bye. And you can see those 7 Wonders of Ireland 2026 there in Conde Nast, as well as Loud Babble Ireland, as well as wherever you're looking it up. It's everywhere. But it's lovely to see. Westlife Now and World of Our Own on Today FM.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. Saturday from 8 and Sunday from 9 on Today FM. Today FM.